Yes, sir. Welcome back to another edition of the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. Know me, know the voice, know the guy. It's me, really real villain, real to real from Virginia here at your service. One in one day for us yesterday. We got Golden State minus 3.5 in the first half. That was never in doubt. Honestly, after that second quarter, the Golden State just ran away with the game. But Steph finishes with 20 points. He didn't have the offensive output that I would have thought. It was really all Clay. It was Clay Day, honestly. And so Steph doesn't get there on the points prop. But, you know, I don't know. It was an okay read. It was an okay read there. The parlay is what kills me. So, you know, yesterday was May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And I had the May 4th be with you parlay. Anthony Davis got those four assists so quick. It was like in the beginning of the game, he got those four assists. And then we're just sitting there, and freaking Jordan Poole. Honestly, if I bet Jordan Poole again, like, hit me upside the head with a baseball bat. I'm just really good on betting Jordan Poole now. I mean, he's... It's just like a hope and a prayer. And just, we know how good he can be. And if you haven't heard Cameron, I should have pulled up the Cameron clip, man. Hey, man, I should have pulled up the Cameron clip. Cameron's, if you ain't heard Cameron clip of him talking about Jordan Poole, go listen to that, man. Go listen to Cameron talk about Jordan Poole. That was absolutely hilarious. All right. Other than that, one in one day, lost a little bit on the parlay, but, you know, we're looking to keep it rolling. We're having a rough stretch. It's been a rough stretch recently, but I just feel like that we can turn it around. And I'm going to turn it around with Bet Online, because betonline.ag is where I can go to get everything I need to basketball stats, basketball info, like anything I need for the playoffs, I can get from Bet Online. They are the sports information headquarters. They have us covered from basketball, MLB, NHL, UFC, and boxing. Fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games right there at your fingertips from your home. BetOnline.ag. Head to the website or use your mobile device to get in on action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for 50% off welcome, with your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So, promo code BLEAV, BELIEVE. 50% on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Okay. So, we have two games on the slate today. First game, Boston traveling to Philly. Play them for game 3. Boston's a 2.5-point favorite. 214.5 is total. Joel Embiid is questionable. Expected to play. Basic injury report there. Scott Foster is in the building tonight. That makes this tricky because you don't know which side Scott Foster is betting on the game himself. Everybody's betting Boston tonight. There's a huge population that's betting Boston tonight. Boston is by far going to be the public team. Does that come through for them? I don't know. I think this is a little bit of zigzag theory, and it was expected. I even came on here and I said, if you felt good about Boston minus 7 last game, you were probably going to be in a good spot. And they were, because they covered that rather easily. I think now the adjustments to seeing Boston shoot the ball as well as they did 2 games in a row, I think that starts to come into play at home for the 76ers here. And I can see this being one of those, again, similar to game 1, where it's like a slow pace but very efficient day. I think Joel Embiid's going to have a lot better day getting his legs under him. He's getting the trophy, and, you know, tonight, I think that all goes into play to just Philly coming out here and shocking Boston again and getting a win and putting Boston in a bad spot in this series yet again. Like, Philly is in the driver's seat. You have home court now. This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted in the regular season that you didn't get to. You have the opportunity right now. You have home court. You got to defend home court. I just think that Philly's going to come out here with a lot of energy. And this could be a sleepy spot for Boston where they just say, hey, we just rode this team by 30. We can do it again. It doesn't matter if we're on the road. But I think Philly's going to have a pretty good game in this one. So I'm going to just take them on the money line. I don't think there's many people that are on the same side as me at all, honestly. I think that I am definitely the contrarian side here. But including my dislike of the Boston Celtics and my lack of trust in them, I think that this is a really, really a spot at home where they rally behind Joel Embiid. Like, this just screams Joel Embiid goes for like 33, 35 points. They get a win. They're shooting the ball from three really, really well. I'm all over Philly here. I think Philly gets it done. So I'm going to make a play on Philly on the money line, plus 115. I think they get a win. I think they go up 2-1. I think they really, really put some pressure on Boston in game four, where Boston cannot afford to drop a game four and go down 3-1. I don't trust the coaching of Joe Mazzulla. I think that I trust Doc Rivers in every single game that's not a game seven. And I think that he's going to make the adjustments here where they finally defend the three-point line from Boston. If that three-point line isn't going for Boston, I think Philly really, really has a good chance in this game. So one Philly plus 115 money line to get the win. That is play number one. Still in this game, play number two. If I think Philly gets the win, I think that they're going to get contributions from everybody. So I like two players' threes from today. Give me James Harden over 2.5 at minus 120, and give me D'Anthony Melton over 1.5 at minus 105. And yes, everybody is thinking about Joel Embiid. There's going to be a lot of attention on him. At some point, they probably might bring a double. He's going to open things up, and D'Anthony Melton and James Harden, those two were the reason they won that game in game one. They're going to need good output from them, especially Melton coming off the bench and being able to help offset whatever Malcolm Brogdon is giving the Celtics. Melton's going to need to be able to do that, especially with his three-point shooting. So I definitely like Melton over 1.5 threes, but I like James Harden as well over 2.5 threes. Those are two props that I'm on in this game. And I think that's about it. I mean, yeah, of course I like Joel Embiid. I just didn't really I didn't feel like I had to play him, but I do have a play on the NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Check out my other show there as well. And I made a play on Joel Embiid 30+ and Sixers to win the game at plus 370. So I'm not giving that in terms of this show because I gave it out on that show. I really don't like to give out, like, you know, too many of the same picks between two shows because I know it's people that's tapping in from one and the other. But if you heard that one, you know what I'm on there. But that's what I'm on as well. I like that play as well. All right, late game. Denver Nuggets traveling to Phoenix. Play the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix is laying 4, 225 is the total. And you have Chris Paul not able to go in this game. So I really want to play Phoenix on the spread because I think they respond. And I think all the role players come up and step up big at home. No way they go down 3-0. But I just can't trust those role players right now, man. Like, they're playing so bad, and it's, like, really, really frustrating because Denver's role players aren't even playing that phenomenal. But it's like you're getting C-plus production from Denver. You're getting F production from the Suns' role players, and it's just like, can't do nothing with that. So what am I going to do in this game? I'm going to go back to old reliable. Kevin Durant, points over, 29.5. The only reason he didn't get there in game one is because they were getting run out of the building. Game two, he was extremely inefficient. This, now we get it. Now we get it. I told you I'm going to keep playing it. Like, I'm always going to keep playing it. No, we actually did get it in game one. We just didn't get 30. That's what it was. We got 29. His over his points prop in game one. We just didn't get the 30. But now we get the 30. Now we get Kevin Durant that just gets whatever he wants in the half court and is able to help try to carry and will this team to not being down 3-0. Like, there's no way you as Kevin Durant get traded over to this team and y'all go down 3-0. It's going to, like, you have to show up. He has to show up and show up in a big way. And I think it's going to be on the scoreboard where they have nobody that can guard him. So Kevin Durant over 29.5 points. That is my fourth and last play of the day. So quick recap, three plays. I have Philadelphia on the money line. That's just a contrarian fade Boston bet by me. I have James Harden over 2.5 threes. I have D'Anthony Melton over 1.5 threes. And we have Kevin Durant over 29.5 points. Three props, one side for this slate. If you're not following the podcast on Twitter, make sure you follow at HW Culture Pod. Make sure you follow me at really_ where, you know, I'll probably drop another parlay. I'll probably drop another parlay later on in the day. So definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you can get that if I do and so drop that. Other than that, if you're not leaving reviews, leave a review. Make sure you subscribe to the pod. If you're not, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, I appreciate it. But I now have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way of ending the podcast. I'm just going to end it like this. We are out of here.